If you were to ask me that same question a year ago, I would answer it truthfully, and I would say it's scary. It's a lot of resentment towards people that want you to succeed. It's a nerve-wracking feeling because it's your family you're fighting for. And the answer I'm going to give you this year is that I've educated myself and that I understand the business side of it all. And it's given me a complete new mindset of understanding the business and how to react to it.
Jeremy Swayman on the Shut Up Mark podcast with, I forget his last name, Mark, whatever, the guy Mark, who gets the best guests and gets them to open up and talk. That, I believe, was over at the arcade bar in over by Ruth's Chris in the old State House. I forget what it's called. But that's where they shot that, and that's where they had it. And that's where Jeremy Swayman got very honest about his contract and about why he's sort of holding out for more money and why, if you look at what he's asking for, it's certainly not resetting the market or even really breaking the bank. The only real problem, I think, that's going to pop up here is that the Bruins only have a finite amount of cap space, and it's the NHL where it's harder to, you know, manipulate it and do things like you do in the NFL with front-loading contracts and all that other stuff. It's very straightforward in the NHL. Guys make what they make, and that's that. Mm. And I think that, in general, you know, Swayman knows that. I think Sweeney certainly knows that. There's been a thing with Swayman all along here, I think, that goes to their negotiations, the way he's been treated in the roster and when he's been put into games and sort of things like that. I don't think that Swayman really has anything else to prove at this point. I think that he silenced most of, if not all, the doubters in the playoff run last year. And to me, should be being paid like a top 10 goalie or maybe even a top 5 goalie in the NHL. At the very least, that's what you do right now. And then as time passes and other goalies get bigger contracts, it's not going to be top 5 or top 10 or whatever it was when he ended up signing it. But you make that investment for the future, and you make that investment because you believe in the player. It's starting to seem like, despite the fact that they traded Ullmark away, that the Bruins aren't 100% sold on believing in this player, which I think at this point is an almost impossible position to maintain.
So you made your bed. Now you need to lie in it.
Right.
But now it's like, well, we didn't really make the bed. Like the sheets kind of blew away, and now it's just a mattress. And no, I don't really understand what they're doing. Except, is there a you brought up the salary cap, and it's eight point something.
They have million? 9.35 million in cap space.
So that's it. That's the most he can ask for. Like, right? I mean, he's Mr. Business. He knows numbers. He knows how the cap works. That's the most he can ask for. Well, not the most he can ask for. It's the most that they can give
him. That they can give him is 8.63, yeah. That's what I'm looking at here on puckpedia.com. What number did you just have?
I have 9.35 Bruins cap space.
From BruinsCapSpace.com?
Yeah.
All right, well, it's right around there. So, I mean, either way.
Either way,
yeah.
That's the number.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you expect them as the goaltender, the superstar, to just, figure it out. Find a way to get cap space. Trade somebody away. Do something, right? And
if he's asking for $8 million, either way, they can do that.
Well, Rich Keefe has reported that he's asking for 10.
That he's asking for 10. And we also got reports from Spittin' Chicklets that they were offering 6. So, right, if one's offering 10 and the other's offering 6, then you meet in the middle around 8, 8.5, maybe if you want to make him happy, and you just get it done. And the fact that it's 10 days away from the preseason here and they still haven't gotten anything done, it doesn't seem like – I keep seeing reports about how close they are. It's close to the season starting, okay?
Yes.
So let's either get it done or not, but what the hell, man?
So I just think it's them saying he's going to cave, right? Like
take 6?
And take what we have. What you just said, 10, 6, 8. Let's meet in the middle. It's a number we can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not shaking up our roster to sign you. And he wants to be here. Like, does he want to not play hockey? Does he want to go down some weird road? I don't even know how it works in hockey. Do they have hold-ins or hold-outs there?
I don't know what they have. I'm not sure. I think probably hold-ins, I would guess, but
yeah.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
So,
hold-oots.
That's not bad, Jackson. Well played. Well played.
Hey, listen to this guy.
He came in strong there.
That was great.
Last hour, he was
hold-oot
coming out. But I think they're just playing deadline spur action. He's Mr. Businessman. He knows how it works. He's not like this crazy off the wall. He realizes whether it's your number or Brian's number, he probably knows the number better than we do. Probably has the exact figure. His agent has the exact figure. And that's the most they can offer.
Yeah.
And the Bruins are probably like, he's not going to really go down that road over a few hundred thousand dollars, whatever, $1 million. If we can offer him 8.7 change or $9 million. Plus, you know how I feel. I think he's shooting his shot above the rim. He's putting himself.
You don't think he deserves any of this?
No, I think he deserves to be well paid. I think $8.5 million or $8.3 million or $8 million is well paid.
Eight and a half would be tied for fourth among goalies,
right.
But all four of those goalies in the top four have all won Vezinas.
No, that's my point. Let me know when he's been a franchise goalie. Never. Let me know when he's won the Stanley Cup. Oh, that'd be never. Like, he wants to put himself on a pedestal in a baseball-like fashion. I keep going back to this. In baseball, the Papelbon approach works. Well, I'm the next guy, so I make the most. Or I'm the quarterback. Who was the last quarterback? Dak Prescott. Is he the best quarterback in football? Absolutely not.
No, he's not. But
the
then
best
when
quarterback
everybody else
never
gets their
paid
contracts,
the most.
And all of a sudden you're not paid the most anymore. That's the way it works.
In football. It doesn't work that way
too,
as much in hockey, because in hockey,
the cap's going up
there
year.
Is, what's it, how much is it going up?
I don't know, enough that other guys are going to get paid more, I would
correct,
think.
But it'll still be the best players. It isn't basketball, where just because money's available, well, we got to give it to him, money's available. Hockey, because you regret it, because you just said it, it's harder to manipulate, it's harder to get yourself out of trouble if you get yourself in trouble. So if you spend elite money on a player, he sure as heck better be an elite player. And to make him the highest paid goalie.
I think he is an elite player.
Is he the highest paid goalie in the history of the game? Is he the greatest goalie walking
he's
on the planet?
He's not going to be. He just said 8.5 would be top five.
No, I'm
he's
talking
not
about the 10
the
that he wants.
Well, fine. Yeah, he's not going to get that. That's how you negotiate.
But that's what he's asking for.
I know that. But it's if they can't meet
what
in
about,
the middle.
I owe it to future goalies everywhere.
I agree with that.
Yeah, $8 million will put you in the top five. We'll continue to grow salaries.
$8 million will put him six. Ilya Sorokin makes 8.25.
So not even top
which one
five.
Of you had the eight number? 8.6 or 8.3 or
8.6 is what I'm seeing here on Capspace.
So let's say $8.5 million, Brian. Where's that put him?
That would be tied for fourth with Hellebuck.
Okay, so a goalie who's never proven anything being a top five paid goalie elevates the market, in my opinion.
Totally. All four of those guys have won Vezinas ahead of them, though.
So you've elevated the market. Now, you just need to be a run-of-the-mill good goalie to get into the top four contracts in goalie. You've lifted the market. You've done your job as a member of the PA. You've done your job as a young player. You can sleep well at night with your $8.5 million contract. You don't need 10. You don't need to
break the bank. I think Jeremy Swayman proved he's better than just a run-of-the-mill goalie.
No, I don't think he's run-of-the-mill. He's good. Run-of-the-mill good goalie.
I thought you were just saying he's run-of-the-mill.
Good. I said run-of-the-mill good goalie.
Okay.
Run-of-the-mill good goalie.
Fine.
He's like Trevor Lawrence. Is Trevor Lawrence worth whatever the hell he got? Nope.
No,
he's a run-of-the-mill good quarterback.
The market is what it is, and eventually that Trevor Lawrence contract's not going to be as ridiculous anymore. That's the way it works. That's the way things go.
Or,
especially in the NHL with the cap going up. All is true.
Or people say, wait, you're giving Swayman that? I'm better than him. I want a new contract.
Who on the Bruins is going to say they're a better goalie than Jeremy Swayman?
No, not on the Bruins. He's taken a league-wide perspective to this, that he owes it to the game of hockey and the economics of all players to do something.
Okay.
I find it a little strange, quite honestly.
I don't.
It's a good
union member.
Yeah. Better union member than goalie, maybe.
Maybe. We'll see.